from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are on our way to $3 million raised in the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We're just under $2.5 million right now, but we know, Foyer, an update is coming, and the guests keep coming along as well. Joining us now is Dr. Kevin Haggis, cancer biology and the chief scientific officer at Dana-Farber. And, Doc, let's just start with, that sounds like a lot. So you're the science and research part of Dana-Farber. It's such a big part that we've talked about with the clinical trials and things like that. It sounds simple, but I don't think it is.
No, certainly not simple. Thanks, first of all, for having me on today. This is a really important event. You know, science is a major part of the brand of Dana-Farber. We take clinical work very seriously. We take science very seriously. And my job primarily as the chief scientific officer is really to enable the fantastic scientists that we have at our institution to do their thing, to make new discoveries, to create new drugs, to push those to the clinic so that they can help patients. And so I personally run a lab, but my I would say my more important role is to help other people to do their jobs and to help them be successful.
So every year we do this, and there's all this new cutting edge technology. We hear it every single year. So any new promising research that you can announce that you've been discovered, things that are now being implemented into cancer patients today?
Well, I would say in terms of technological advances, things like cancer vaccines. You know, your ability to
take it before you get cancer?
You can. So, for example, in the human papillomavirus vaccine we give to kids now when they're about 12 years old, this is actually an anti-cancer vaccine because HPV causes various kinds of cancer, like cervical cancer, mm-hmm. for example. So you can vaccinate individuals a priori so that they prevent cancer, but also you can vaccinate a person with active cancer to jumpstart your immune system to attack their cancer. And so this is really innovative work spearheaded like people like Kathy Wu at Dana-Farber. The other thing is our ability to take a cancer patient's cells out of their body, genetically engineer them, put them back in their body, and initiate the immune system to attack the cancer again. So there's a lot of new technological innovations in the domain of immunotherapy that are really coming online now and are really exciting in terms of being able to achieve cures for some patients.
Dr. Haggis, why is the conducting the research so expensive?
Yeah, That's a great question. Two reasons, I would say. One is the way that we do cancer research. You know, the viewpoint of a lone scientist sitting in the lab with his microscope or his Bunsen burner or whatever, that's not really how we do science anymore. That may have been true in the 1950s, for example. But now cancer is an interdisciplinary cooperation. And so, you know, scientific revolutions are made at the intersection of different fields. And so we may have an oncologist who has a patient that has a problem, and we might have a physicist or a chemist or a mathematician that can help to answer that problem. And so primary reason that the cost of research is so high is manpower, is that we have to form these multidisciplinary teams that work together to solve a problem related to cancer. It's not a it's not an individual thing. The other reason is that, you know, if you want to use a baseball analogy, Ted Williams, commonly perceived to be one of the greatest hitters of all time, his lifetime average was .344. Two-thirds of the time, Ted Williams failed to get a hit. Science is not that much different than that. Many times we swing and miss when we're trying to find a new treatment for cancer. And it's only in that rare event. And I would say if you were batting .344 in cancer research, you would be the best cancer research in the history of cancer
research. You would be the Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame of Hall of Famers.
Absolutely. It's probably more like 10% of the time we're successful, because we try things out, they don't work. We move on to the next thing. And that's the nature of science, and that's what we deal with. But that means that sometimes we go down a road and the investment that we placed in that was not effective.
And is that kind of this, I guess, why it takes so long to show, to get progress, to get things moving, because the success rate is low?
Absolutely. You find that many of the things that are successful in a laboratory setting, where I work, for example, go into cancer patients and they're not successful. And there's a couple reasons for that. One is that when a new medicine goes into the clinic, you always have to compare it to the medicines that currently exist. So is it better than the medicine that currently exists? Even if it works, but it's not better, we don't want it.
Yeah.
If it works and it's better, now there are additional safeguards in terms of doing clinical trials, long-term clinical trials, in order to both establish the safety of the drug and the efficacy of the drug. And so this is a very long process, because luckily people can live for a long time with cancer, and so it can take a long time to evaluate whether or not a cancer drug is effective.
So when you find one that hits, that's the same drug but better, or it's a new drug that's, you know, revolutionary, do you guys, you and your team, do you guys have a little mini party, a little celebration, pop some champagne, do you ring a bell? What's it like when you find out that your hard work paid off?
Well, you see it a lot on the Dana-Farber social media posts, for example. This drug has been approved thanks to clinical trials that were done by Dr. So-and-so. You know, in my role as a researcher, or my role as the chief scientific officer, I would say I'm a little more reserved than that. I would say when there's a success, I think that's really great, but I'm always thinking about what's next.
Yeah.
And
sound like Bill Belichick. That's not enough points.
You know, I'm thinking about the cancer treatments 10 years from now, not the cancer treatments right now.
Well, Dr. Haggis, the chief scientific officer at Dana-Farber, leading all of the great research, which is why all the money we raised today is so important. Thank you for coming by and explaining everything. We appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.